from 57, it was Seeger style five string until, well, I guess a year or two. Then I got into the Krug style. I still had a long neck banjo. Made my first television appearance with it. And at a little local TV station near college, and I played in a local bluegrass band. Then I stepped up to a Gibson style banjo, and then it was in 60 and into 61 when I started working out Devil's Dream, and I graduated in 61. It was in 59-60.
Okay.
I remember the room I was in. And, I also played, you know, messed around a little with, played a little guitar and borrowed a steel guitar to check it out, and then tried a little dobro, but nothing to any depth on any of those, hardly worth mentioning. But I liked, you know, those parts of the music too. Then,
I have written that you joined Jim Queskin Jug Band in 64, and that was in a tenor or plectrum.
Well, no, okay. Well, let me. You see, there's where.
Okay. That's wrong, huh?
It's not wrong.
No.
They were taking a serious jump on the timeline if we got to that point without mentioning Bill Monroe. And when you do that to a reader, he is up the creek because
I'm sorry. Please continue.
I just want to establish major events.
Yes, sir.
And
I'll see what I can do with it after that.
Okay. Let's say graduation from Amherst College in 61.
Okay.
Entry into Air Force Reserves in the fall of that year after appendix operation. The following beginning of the following summer, I was out of the active part of the reserve program. So that was in the summer of 62, and that's when I started traveling around and went to Washington, D.C. that fall and began working with Ray Allen and Frank Wakefield.
Okay.
Saw Earl Scruggs in concert. Hello?
I think that's just, I don't know what that is.
Okay.
It's just me here.
I saw Earl Scruggs in concert in, I believe, December of that year, 62. While I was in Washington, D.C., working with Red Allen and Frank Wakefield, I was living with Tom Morgan, an apprentice to learning about banjo making. And Tom and I went to see Earl Scruggs at Johns Hopkins University with Merle Travis opening the show. And it was after that show when I got a chance to meet him, and I had taken my book of transcriptions or tablature, and after looking at it, he asked me to come to Nashville and work on the book.
And when was this, please?
Invitation happened, I guess it was in December of 62.
Okay.
And so in early 63, I went to Nashville and began working on the Earl Scruggs banjo book.
Okay.
I did all the tablature and exercises and, did the recording of the album as well.
Oh.
And, it was my tape recorder and my roll of tape and my microphone, which was set up in the staff room, and we wrote out the text that he had to say on the record. And
I see.
Since he had to play the exercises as they appeared in the book, I had to play them for him, so because he couldn't read the tablature. And so I would play what was written in the book, which was something he had played, but he couldn't tell what it was looking at it. And then he, you know, I'd turn the machine on, he would play it for the instructional record. Anyway, it was also at that time, I guess in March of 63, February or March, that I went at the Opry one night and I happened to play, and Bill Monroe heard me and offered me a job, and so I went to work with him.
Oh, okay.
And that was then in the early spring of 63.
All right. And the regular banjo player then was Vidal McCurry.
No, Del had played one show with Bill in on a swing that Bill had made up to Baltimore, and Del played one performance with him, and then Del stayed around, and Bill went back to Nashville. He had Rule Yarborough playing with him steadily in the Nashville area.
Oh.
And touring. But he had offered Del a job, and as it turned out, Del and I drove down there at the same time, unknowing that the other was going. But we both had banjos, and so we both got to the same hotel. And then it came time for a tryout, he asked Del if he could play guitar, and he said yes. And so he asked him. I gave me the job on banjo, and
oh, I see.
Del ended up on guitar, but he didn't have a guitar with him, so he had to play Bill's guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so that's early spring of '63, and I was with him through the very end of '63, the last job he did in '63, and then I was no longer with him. '64 began for me in Europe.